You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman has given me the finger, and that means it's the fourth quarter, and I got to get out of here to go watch the Dolphin game. But before I do, we're going to talk about, again, what neighborhood is the next Brickley? You heard Carlos Rosso, and boy, that guy should know, considering he's building everywhere. He says that the next Brickley is Biscayne Boulevard in Edgewater, and I wouldn't doubt him. But today, we're going to talk about another market where Related's building, and that's downtown Fort Lauderdale. You know, I like downtown Fort Lauderdale. I've done a whole bunch of projects there, the Ellington. I've done the school board building, which was in the back. It was the old Capital Bank building. I did the 110 Tower. The thing that I'm proudest of in downtown Fort Lauderdale is the Publix, because I think that Publix, and I know, in fact know, that Publix kicked off all the residential development. Publix was trying to find a way to pop a deal down there forever. I got lucky. I met a guy who had the land and wanted to do the deal. And so we JV'd the development for Publix with Paradise Group, and the rest is history. But there's more stuff coming. The Related Group, Prime Group, Morgan Group, you can name them all. They're all up there. They're all doing great deals in Fort Lauderdale, up and down Broward Boulevard. That stuff's already kind of done. But these guys are going up and down Federal Highway and all over the river. In fact, my good friend, Ossie Symbol's got a smoking great deal there too. So I think with the jobs that are in downtown Fort Lauderdale and the job growth that Fort Lauderdale should see and the proximity to luxury housing, there's a lot of good fundamentals in Fort Lauderdale that help that head the right way to be the next Brickell. And oh, by the way, Fort Lauderdale's got great, the CBD's got great access to the Fort Lauderdale International Airport and to some degree to Palm Beach. So it makes it also sort of like Brickell in that way, with great access to the airport. And Fort Lauderdale isn't too far away from some great beaches. I know that people made a lot of money up there on the beach development too. So I like Fort Lauderdale as another potential next Brickell. Now, Wonder Woman, you had a question. How about Doral, the lady asked. Well, what are you, sent here by the Related Group? Yeah, well, the Related Group's building a big deal in downtown Doral called Downtown Doral. And I think Doral has got also a great future. It's a kind of more of a suburban market. You see, that's why it's not necessarily the next Brickell. However, you know, the airport area, and that includes Doral, has more jobs than downtown. In fact, the commute to Brickell, to Doral in the morning, I just won't do it. So Doral also has an excellent chance to be the next Brickell as well. And some of these downtown type of locations, the Codina Group is building a great deal out in the old Coger Business Park. That's where I took one of my continuing education courses. So, yeah, I think that area also has a great, yeah, she's there. Oh, she's looking, she's revving, just you counting the, she's counting the increase in value that she just got on her home, because she's going to play this to all the buyers that come in. So there you go. We've got downtown Fort Lauderdale. We talked about Doral. We've also hit Little Haiti and Little River, and we've also talked about Little Havana and Edgewater and Coconut Grove. So there's only one place left, and I'm going to talk about that place next week. I want to thank everybody who tuned in today, but number one, I want to thank Carlos Rosso, my good friend Carlos Rosso. He's terrific. Look for us on my YouTube station in the next couple of weeks. We're going to go up to the top of Brickell Icon, and we're going to film two icons of real estate, me and Carlos, kicking it around about why Edgewater is the next Brickell. It's going to be great. You know, I have views that are very similar. He's on, I guess, 30, 40, 50 stories. I'm on 26. I got that view. You can look at my @JimFreed Twitter stream or my Facebook or my LinkedIn, whatever you want, because those photos are all over it. They're selling my lifestyle for a lot of money. And I can only tell you that there's a reason, and the reason is because it's a great place to live. Excellent access everywhere, north, south, east, west, Miami Beach, the airport. I'm everywhere in 20 minutes or less, unless it's nutsy traffic. So I love that area. Look for that. The visual is just amazing. You could probably go on their website and see some of the photos right now. I want to thank everybody. Thank Carlos Rosso. Thank the UHealth folks for bringing us another great doctor, Dr. David Arnold. I want to thank myself for always being a great host on the show. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, UHealth, the NFL alumni, I want to thank the Miami Marlins. I'm diving right in on Labor Day. Social media, 305, Lawrence Kids, Brewster Kell, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. The Miami Dolphins going to the game right after this. The Aztec Group, Burgers, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And, you know, of course, I can't do it without you, my listeners. Okay, so join our community. Give us your Facebook comments, your Twitter comments, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm all over the place. If you missed the show, it'll be up on the website in 24 hours. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. Remember, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wonder Woman, it's yours. You see, you don't talk.